you very much. First of all, I would like to thank for all these questions and all remarks. First of all, I would like to answer three questions concerning the application of a convention in the Polish legal system and questions connected with defense connection between defense spendings and social spendings. Firstly, I would like to say that convenant that we discussed as an international agreement is a part of Polish legal system, and it has a legal power the same as other sources of law. I would like also to say that the legal power of this convenant is higher than the bill passed by Polish Parliament. It is declared by a Polish constitution, and also Polish constitution declares that all sources of law, including international agreements, are directly applicable by Polish courts and by Polish administrative authorities. That is the reason we have a few cases each year where Polish Constitutional Tribunal or courts, especially administrative courts, use convenant that we discussed in their ruling. So this convenant is fully applicable in Polish internal legal system, and it is in practice applicable by a Polish court. I would also say, as far as additional protocol is concerned, that the optional protocol to the convenant is very important, and we haven't made decision yet to join this protocol, because we would like now to observe how the complaint system works and observe its effectiveness and possible results in the area of country duties, and after that we will decide if we would like to join it or not. But we understand that it is very important instrument. The third question I would like to ask is the question concerning public spending, the connection between public spending on defense needs and social policy. It is true that Poland faces a risk of external danger, and that is the reason we raise defense spendings. But our public budget is based on two pillars. One pillar is defense, and the second pillar is social policy. In time when we raise the defense spending, we also simultaneously raise spending on social policy. And for example, we didn't cut any public spendings on social needs in this year, in recent years. And secondly, I would like to highlight that in our budget for the next year, we decide to raise family allowances for widows and widowers. It is a very big social program for pensioners. And also we declare a new social program. It is called Active Parent, for parents of the youngest children to third year. So we didn't cut any public spendings on social policy. We raise it simultaneously, rising public spendings on defense. And now I would like to ask other members of our delegations, of our delegation, to ask questions. And now the questions will be answered by the representatives or the representative of Ministry of Family, Labor and Social Policy, Ms. Joanna Maciejewska.
Merci, monsieur le ministre. Donc, je vais clarifier la question.
Thank you. Financing of the activities of the ombudsperson.